too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, January 3rd, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Paul Strillo going to join us in a little less than 2 hours, 8:05 this morning. Got us a lot of Clemson football recruiting stuff to get to, and we'll get Paul's thoughts on the Notre Dame Cotton Bowl victory. We'll get Paul's thoughts previewing Clemson and Alabama for the national championship on Monday. Speaking of the that game, Clemson met with the media yesterday. Players, coaches did all their media obligations here yesterday. A few little news and notes items coming out of that. We'll give you some of those. Coaching news. It's that time of year where you're hearing coaching things all over the place. South Carolina could lose at least one of its assistant coaches. We'll tell you about a little bit about that later on. West Virginia looking for their head coach. Three names surfacing now: Neil Brown, Troy head coach; Luke Fickell, Cincinnati head coach; Butch Jones, former Tennessee head coach. Three names that I've read here on a couple of their sites here in the last couple of days, or last day or so. Juniors declaring, 14 juniors declaring yesterday, or underclassmen declaring yesterday. The ones that would affect Clemson, Tyrell Dotson, linebacker from Texas A&M. And is that the only ACC or SEC player? No, Florida had a couple. Florida had Jordan Scarlett, the running back. Vason Joseph, the linebacker. So had a few of those. 14 players. I'll tell you who those guys are. I'll give you the latest as far as the juniors at some point in time. Big night tonight for Clemson, South Carolina signees and commitments. The Under Armour All-American game, ESPN2. We'll tell you who's playing in that a little bit later on. PGA Tour starts back today. A little primetime golf out in Hawaii at the Kapalua. We're talking a little NFL playoffs today, a little new golf rules for 2019 today. Get you updated with Alabama injuries heading into Monday's game. Also, talk a little college basketball. Let me get the basketball scores to you now that you would care about. Fifth-ranked Kansas beat 23rd-ranked Oklahoma 70-63 in Lawrence, opening up Big 12 play. Ninth-ranked Nevada beat Utah State 72-49. Michigan State ranked 8th in the country, down Northwestern 81-55. Texas Tech ranked 11th in the country, beat West Virginia in Morgantown 62-59. 15th-ranked North Carolina beat Harvard by 20, 77-57. Houston was victorious over Tulsa 74-56. And one upset in the ranked edition of college basketball last night: Maryland upset 24th-ranked Nebraska 74-72. Any other college notes? Wake Forest down Cornell 83-61. Georgia Tech beat USC Upstate 73-69. And if anybody would care about SEC basketball. No games from last night. So, a little college basketball news and notes for you. Now, I have a bunch of things that I want to get to today. Let me update this weather, because we had some folks worried about rain out in Santa Clara, California. And I just want to give the latest here. Let me refresh my Santa Clara page. I would have never thought in my life I'd be worried about San Jose airports in Santa Clara, California weather for as far as the 10-day forecast is concerned. Oh, heck fire. And beautiful Santa Clara, which is actually, again, crazy part, it's closer to San Jose than it is to San Francisco. Right now, Monday, morning showers or morning clouds, only a 10% chance of rain now out there. Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, high of 60, low of 50, winds about 12 miles an hour. You always have to worry about fog, too. I was talking to a California friend yesterday, and he said that morning winds, for some reason, the wind blows there in the morning more. So keep an eye out for that. But anyway, game time should be pretty good as far as the latest weather is concerned there. I have a lot of topics I want to get to today. Oh, by the way, we have our very first preseason 2019 poll. Zach made a face like, mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I want to get into AJ Oliver, who transferred out of Clemson. He's going to Old Dominion. He made a transfer tape. Has it gotten to the point in time in college basketball now we have to have a transfer video announcement where you're transferring to? That's the newest thing in college basketball. Clemson's big junior day. I have a little preview of it coming up. We'll talk about that with Paul Strelo as well. January 26th, right around the corner. It never stops as far as that goes. I have thoughts about this Alabama-Clemson fatigue and other things I'm much more tired of in this world. And I think the anti-conference argument, I heard Walt a little bit yesterday. I'm watching a lot of these national writers talk about it now. I think the anti-conference thing has gained a lot of momentum. Like, you take your little conference deal and you stick it in your ear. Nobody cares about conferences. I have some thoughts about that coming up as the show goes on. Finally, one of the major things we'll talk about today is that ticket prices are plummeting in Santa Clara, and there's going to be a few thousand empty seats, in my opinion. Unless people just buy them cheap out there. They don't care about it. It's 5:00 in San Francisco. They don't care about college football in San Francisco. But there's several issues that could fix this. I have the transportation issue fixed. I will unveil the transportation fix, as I always fix things around here. Usually when I fix things around here, Zach looks at me like I'm an idiot, like cross-eyed, like, what are you, a moron? I tried to fix the initial eligibility stuff, the 5-for-5 stuff, the 4-on-4 basketball stuff. I try to fix playing football in the spring and baseball in the fall. I try to fix all the things that make all the sense to me. I can fix this travel issue. People can't get out there. Alabama and Clemson fans don't have major airports near them. They've got to go to Atlanta, got to go to Charlotte, got to go to fly from all over the place, and they're paying $2,000 to fly. I have a fix for all this. Why two teams in the South are headed 2,500 miles to play in California, kind of crazy, but I have a fix for all this. We'll tell you about it coming up. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the guy that gives me a couple of bad faces over there at least twice a day during the show, formerly Mr. Orr, 24 in the Twitter world, but still number one in your heart, Zach Orr. Yeah, boy.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
I'm good, man. First of all, what was the – I mentioned the top 25 thing, and you looked at me like, ugh.
Oh, man. We're not even done with the season yet. We're already doing this stuff. It's sickening.
Yeah, but it's important.
Is it?
Staying power. You want me to tell you what it is right now?
I guess. Get out of the way early.
Ready?
Yeah.
Athlon, way too early top 25. I think this is always interesting. Number 25, Washington State. Give me a little, okay.
Yeah, I'll react to it.
Northwestern, number 24. Auburn, 23. Iowa State, 22.
Yep.
Virginia Tech, 21.
Ooh.
They're coming back. Missouri, 20. Go, okay. Kelly B.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nebraska, 19. Boy, who'd have thought that halfway through this season? Wisconsin, 18. Kind of fallen, hadn't they?
Is Hornibrook coming back?
If he's sidelined, I don't know. We'll look. We'll see. I've got a list that has all the depth charts across the country. I'll tell you about that, too. Iowa, 17. Utah, 16. Central Florida, 15. Washington, 14. Do you know that there's a kid who grew up in Clemson, and it might be the quarterback out there? He'll fight it out with the Georgia transfer. His dad was a professor here, and then his dad transferred out to take a job at the University of Washington, and he's from there. He's in the winning quarterback battle, four-star kid. Penn State, 13. You agreed yesterday they're going to drop a little bit, right?
Yes.
Post McSorley. Oregon, 12. Notre Dame, 11. Anything stick out to you so far?
No.
Now,
Notre Dame outside of the top 10. That's interesting.
J-Dub and I have a bet. He thinks A&M's going to be in the top 10. He's right on this preseason poll on this one. A&M, 10. Remember I told you A&M and Texas are back. LSU, 9. Michigan, 8. Interesting. Florida, 7. Remember I kept talking about Tom Herman?
Mm-hmm.
Texas, 6. Ohio State, 5. Oklahoma, 4. Georgia, 3. Clemson, 2. Alabama, 1.
So they have Alabama win the national championship game.
Well, yeah. 15 others to watch quickly. Arizona, Army. How about Army? Baylor, Boise State, California, Cincinnati, Michigan State, Minnesota, Mississippi State, Stanford, Syracuse, TCU, Tennessee, Southern Cal, and Virginia on the way up. You know who's missing from that list of the top 40?
Who's that?
South Carolina. Ouch. Now, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Fantastic.
How'd you sleep last night? I'm assuming just beautifully.
Yeah, you know, I got this cold thing. I'm trying to beat a cold.
You look awful this
morning. Look terrible. I sound terrible. Feel terrible. So I'm just fighting that. Guy I'm flying out with has the flu right now, so we're all trying to get over this thing between now and Monday.
That stinks.
What'd you do yesterday?
Oh, yesterday was full of fun-filled events. Mm. You know, we did the show yesterday morning, and that's always a pleasure, truly a highlight of the day. And then we were home, and we took care of some things at home. Finally, kind of took down all the Christmas stuff,
right?
And unpacked all that kind of stuff and everything we brought back from New Jersey. Kind of reorganized our lives a little bit. So that's what yesterday was all about.
What's segment two all about?
Kind of the comments from yesterday's media day, and probably specifically and almost entirely Kirk Herbstreit's comments on Trevor Lawrence.
Mm.
So we'll probably jump into that.
Mm.
How are you, though? You're a little sick, trying to get over this.
The average mortal man be in hospital. Me, though, I'm fighting the good fight every day for the people.
You keep fighting the good fight, then.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you. I'm great. Did my back to 30. Look at this.
Gone.
Back to 30 yesterday, came back. Had a three-hour lunch yesterday with...
What was the special?
It was a burrito with some chicken. Grilled chicken burrito.
Okay.
No, it was good. It was good. But we had my political professor, great friend, was there. So we just talked politics and football and life and got all that done. That was good. And then spent time with my beautiful wife last night. Fixed my grill. Had a little issue with the grill. Fixed it. I'm a handyman around the house now. So that was always good. And then I did a bunch of research, a bunch of recruiting stuff on some remaining prospects, you know, preparing for the All-Star game tonight. I still have not had time to sit down and watch the Clemson-Notre Dame game. Plan on doing that today, the replay of that one. And because I saw most of the Alabama game, I don't think I'm going to watch the replay of it. Because pretty much you know what this team is going to do. So, but can't wait, man. It should be a great one. I have fixed the transportation issue. Have you seen the articles about the ticket prices and what they're doing right now?
Oh, yeah. I've seen all
dropping
kinds of
more
stuff.
Than 90% mm-hmm. right now. The get-in price yesterday, now the get-in price on Tuesday on StubHub was $150 for a national championship game. Face value, like $550. You can get it for $150 now. And there's going to be empty seats at the national championship game. And there's one major reason for it. It's not, you know, people say, well, is it Clemson-Alabama fatigue? No, it's the fact that Clemson fans and Alabama fans are having a hard time getting out there, and it's at 5 o'clock in San Francisco or Santa Clara, which they don't really care about college football in San Francisco, and people are just getting off work. It's a disaster. Whoever decided to put this game in Santa Clara, California, it's a freaking disaster, agree?
I agree with you. And it's, how many empty seats is the real question, though? Is it going to be an absolute eyesore on television? I think the ratings are going to be massive.
The ratings, the college football ratings, playoff ratings so far have been down, and that's because the stinking Rose Bowl won't come off of their day. But still, you have to draw pretty good on a Saturday.
Well, it's the national championship game. It's just a little bit different. Right. It's the two teams that blew out their opponents in the semifinal.
Right.
The two teams we've thought for the majority of the season that we're going to be there. People have been building this up for months now.
It's, I don't think, I mean, look, I've heard this argument about Clemson and Alabama fatigue and that people are tired of seeing that. I'm not tired of seeing that. I'm trying to see bad bowl games. I'm tired of seeing clod-hopping white guys from the Big Ten try to play speed guys in the South in good weather. I'm tired of seeing 6-6 teams. That's what's wrong. Clemson and Alabama is not what's wrong with college football or the postseason. Clemson and Alabama actually are what's right with college football and the postseason. Those are the elite team. Those are fun. These are epic things to watch. What's wrong is when I've got to watch Utah or Northwestern Utah play Minnesota State or something. That's what's wrong. Right now, $151 gets you in. So it's going up a little bit since Tuesday. But we'll see. It's going to be I think you're going to like my plan. We'll unveil that in our third segment today.
I'm looking forward to that.
I fix things, man. That's what I do.
You fix things even when they don't need fixing.
Well, this needs fixing.
But this one definitely needs fixing.
Right. Can I tell you what doesn't need fixing?
Yeah.
Harbin Lumber.
I was going to guess that, too.
Oh, man. Now, what might need fixing is your home.
Sure.
And so, if you're doing renovation projects, the installed services, the interior products, the exterior products, the Harbin Lumber does an absolute amazing job. These men and women will work with you. You're going to find it just an absolutely a seamless process with those exterior building materials, with the exterior doors and windows and siding and shingles and stone, any kind of columns or posts or decks, or they could help you do any of those things. When it comes to the interior stuff, again, interior doors, they have their own door plan. That's really cool. But the molding and the millwork and the door hardware and the shelving and, it's everything. They do an awesome job of that. Let them help you in your remodel. What are you doing? Bathroom? What are you doing? Kitchen? You doing a little bedroom? Adding on? Whatever. Let them do that. I was with a great friend the other day, and they're redoing a kitchen area. They can help you, man. Harbin Lumber, whenever you think about it, just call Harbin Lumber. They've been doing this since 1917. That's hard to believe. These guys are in their 102nd year of doing business. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-503-353-5053. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you in segment three. Segment two, Zach Orr right after this.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Well, locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs, the crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Changing. Get your vehicle ready for rain, ice, and snow with the new set of Yokohama tires from R&R Tire Express. It's easy. $20 gets you started with R&R Tire Express's Everyone's Approved 6-month Same as Cash program. Yokohama's durable technology keeps you safe on the road with all different road conditions. And at R&R, installation, flat repair, and roadside assistance, a $300 value, is absolutely free. Yokohama tires, just $20 with R&R 6 months Same as Cash. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. RNRTires.com.
The Mickey Flyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Segment number two, or hour three, depending on who you ask around the show this morning. Do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery is Clemson's local attorney who helped get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job or are dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration and he's here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. He's a former state prosecutor and longtime private practice attorney who's ready to help you win. Nick has been serving our Clemson and Upstate community for more than 20 years. If you're ready to win your case, call Nick Lavery today at 864-654-3680. Segment number two, Mickey Plyler. We're going to talk a little bit about the quotes and little snippets from yesterday. Mainly, and the one I want to start with, is Kirk Herbstreit's comments on Trevor Lawrence and why he was inserted into the starting quarterback position and role. He is out there guessing and hypothesizing, if you will, that Trevor Lawrence was inserted for Alabama, specifically this game, specifically this team, and what they bring to the table. He said, and I quote, "You've got to be able to avoid costing yourself the game by turning over the football. Trevor Lawrence was inserted for Alabama. I think Clemson was envisioning going up against this Bama team with Trevor's ability to stretch the field. This is the matchup we've been waiting for, and we're excited about it." Of course, Coach Sweeney disagrees with the assessment, and I'm curious, very, very curious, actually, to see your level of agreement with this assessment from Mr. Kirk Herbstreit.
I agree with Herbstreit, and also understand that Dabo can't really tell the truth on this. Now, because, really, both are telling the truth. Well, not the truth. Both are right. When Dabo says it's for the best of the team, and all that, it is right. And because Dabo can't preach this one game, it is about a process to them, you know? And Clemson, we can admit now, like we told you in last January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, and now, that Clemson was going to be a better team eventually once that Trevor Lawrence got experience enough. Remember all this conversation we had 2,000 times in a row? they were going to be a better football team. And looking at it now, almost 3,000 passing yards later and 27 touchdowns later and only four interceptions later and 65% completion later.
Yep.
And not only is the obvious that we kept talking about this, not only is the big play back with Higgins, Kevin, 56 catches for almost 900 yards and 11 touchdowns. And not only is Justin Ross a big part now, 40 catches, 847 yards, and 8 touchdowns.
Yep.
I mean, those two guys right there are 1,700 yards and 19 touchdowns between them. And Amari Rodgers, 53 catches, and Hunter Renfro's 47 catches, and Travion Thompson, Darion Kendrick, DeAndre Overton, TJ Tate. I mean, all those guys get better. But on top of that, Travis Etienne got better. Travis Etienne broke the school record in rushing, partly because the offensive line played great this year, partly because of his unbelievable abilities, but also partly because you kind of had to pick your poison. And many, many times the passing game and the deep threat certainly helped out Travis Etienne. We preached that for how long?
Yep.
That balance is a big part of that.
We've been talking about this for a year.
Right.
This has been more than a year now since the last semifinal against Alabama. Think about that. An entire year of this being discussed, dissected, and pulled apart from every single angle. And it's all come to fruition here. And as Trevor makes his, what is it, 12th start, 11th start against Alabama?
Yeah.
He hasn't thrown an interception since Boston College. He's got 27 touchdowns on the year. And you just ripped off a couple of numbers there, a couple of stats from these different receivers that have been able to step up their game and elevate to the sense where they're a threat down the field. And it's been so important for them, and also in turn, Travis Etienne.
What it looked like, remember that when Tua was inserted, and we talked about Tua all spring and all summer as well, and that Jalen Hurts battle. Tua! What it looked like is that Alabama became balanced. You know, one of the things that you saw a little bit this past week, we hadn't seen all season long, and something that still scares you to death is Damon Harris, Najee Harris, and Josh Jacobs are unbelievable talents in the running game. But Alabama's a pass-first team now, and that Jerry Jeudy and Jalen Waddle and Henry Ruggs and Irv Smith and Devonta Smith, that's five receivers with 36 or more catches, four with 40 or more catches. And Clemson has four with 40 or more catches. The only one they don't have in that list is a tight end like Irv Smith, but Clemson's wide receivers and Alabama wide receivers, these offenses look pretty doggone similar in that they throw some slants, throw some skinny posts,
sure,
throw some fades, throw some deep balls. They do a lot of the same, but yet the running game is a big benefactor from that passing game. Yeah, so Herb Street, well, back up. Dabo Sweeney's not wrong when he's saying that it has zero impact. Our decision is based on the present moment of facts, and he talks about how the Georgia Tech game and how after that it looked like the offense was different. And we talked about it. The offense looked different, didn't it?
Absolutely, it did.
So Dabo is right. What they did by doing that was they were able to beat Florida State 59-10. They were able to, beat South Carolina, score the second most yards in the history of the series. Able to win the ACC championship game by 32 points. You know what I'm saying? They put this 14-0 season together. But the end prize is better as well because I said all along, I think that Kelly Bryant could lead Clemson to beating Alabama. I do. But I think Trevor Lawrence gives you a better chance to beat Alabama. And as the season went on, Clemson was good enough on defense to let him grow a little bit. And as he grew, now they're going into an unbelievable dynamic offense that averages 44 points a game and 530 yards a game.
You know what? It's interesting that you say it and put it that way. And I think Kirk Herbstreit is probably a little bit right here, as we have alluded to. I don't believe Kelly Bryant could have gotten the job done in this game. There's a reason he's into this game with Trevor Lawrence now. There's a reason he's been starting since week four of the season. You're right, and Dabo can't say that during the regular season. He can't say we're prepared for the national championship game in week four just to put a kid in. You can't. It's obviously something you're not going to be able to say. I don't think you can say it now. But at the end of the day, you know what's down the line. You know that there's bigger and better challenges out there than what you were facing earlier in the season. And there was a change that needed to be made, and I'm sure, I'm positive that this was in their mind and in the whole coaching staff's minds. Has to have been.
Well, Clemson, Alabama under Jalen Hurts. Man, these two offenses are the exact same. Jalen was Kelly Bryant, wasn't he?
Jalen was Kelly Bryant.
Run first guy?
Yeah, but he was
power running game.
He was a better version of it, wasn't he?
Yeah, but style wise, that's what you did. And to be honest with you, quite frankly, Clemson found Jalen Hurts. I mean, they did a pretty good job of defending him, didn't they?
Sure.
People look at the final score last year of the game and they think, man, Clemson got crushed. They did, but Alabama didn't move the ball on Clemson. A pick six and a fumble down inside their own, deep down inside their own territory was the 14 of the 24 points. That, quite frankly, Clemson's defense did a great job against Alabama last year. And let me remind you of that. I think people kind of be a little bit surprised on this. Alabama right now is averaging 529 yards a game. Last year against Clemson, Clemson held up 261 yards. Notre Dame had 248 and got crushed. Alabama and then Clemson only had 188. But just on the other side, it was pretty easy to defend Jalen Hurts, wasn't it?
Very.
261. Their scoring drives last year, they had a 46-yard scoring drive. They took over in Clemson territory and scored the first touchdown. They had a 27-yard scoring drive, and they had a pick six. They didn't start a drive, a touchdown drive, out in their own territory. They had short fields for their three touchdowns, including a pick six.
And make no mistake about it, you're going to see Jalen Hurts in this game again. It's just to what capacity you're going to see him. If Tua stays healthy, you'll see him for a couple of packages. If not, are you prepared to stop him all over again?
The best thing they're having to Clemson football program is for Jalen Hurts coming that game on
Monday. I'm with you, but at the end of the day, what happened in that Georgia game? He went down and won the game for Alabama.
He did. But
you got to give credit where credit's due there, don't you?
Yeah, but sign me up for Jalen Hurts on Monday night. Please.
Sure.
Let's remember this. Tua has 41 touchdown passes and 4 interceptions. Please sign me up for Jalen Hurts, but it's not going to happen.
He's going to play.
I hope he does. I hope he plays a lot. He plays a lot. I feel pretty doggone good coming out of that one, if you ask me. Texas said Kelly Bryant's better than Jalen Hurts. Bryant did not have the tools Jalen had far as wide receiver. He goes, wrong. Not even close.
And this isn't a Kelly Bryant thing.
We're not doing that because that's
old news, and we moved on from that since
the middle of the season. Agree with that. Jalen Hurts is a better version of Kelly Bryant.
I just said it. Yeah, yeah. I 100% agree with that.
Right.
And this game is ultimately going to come down to a Trevor versus Tua thing.
Part one.
And it's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. Nick Saban was quoted yesterday, has a ton of respect for what Lawrence brings to the table. He says, well, he certainly doesn't look like a freshman, that's for sure. I mean, he's got a lot of poise and does a really good job of executing their offense. He's very instinctive in terms of making the reads that he needs to make and doesn't make a lot of mistakes in terms of where he wants to throw the ball. He's got a great arm and he's very accurate. Got some really good skill players. They made a lot of explosive plays because of it. But he's also done a good job of taking what the defense gives in terms of making a read sometimes. They have great balance. So the ability to run and throw, I think, is what makes him effective. And he certainly does a great job of executing it for them. Is that just coach speak or is that genuine praise?
No, it's genuine praise. Let me see it. It's genuine praise. Between these two fellas, they have almost 6,500 passing yards, 68 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. These are mirror images of each other. Tua's arm talent, Trevor's arm talent, these wide receivers, and as a result, this running game. I think Alabama's deeper and better at running back than Clemson, and they're better on the offensive line than Clemson. But these programs look the same now, and it's interesting they faced Nick Saban made the decision at halftime of the Georgia game last year.
Yep.
Do we want to be balanced or not? We weren't. Can you agree with that? Alabama was not balanced.
That's correct.
Are they balanced now?
Yes.
Was Clemson balanced under Kelly Bryant?
They were not.
Are they balanced now?
They are.
Mirror images of each other. Exact mirror images of each other.
What happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object?
Usually these games are higher scoring than anticipated. But I don't know. Let me check the over-under. If you check the over-under, it was like 59.
I have not checked the over-under.
Let me check it, because line moved yesterday. See that? Down to 5.5.
I think that's probably the reaction to the betting, isn't it?
Sure it is. But people are betting on Clemson.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. 59.5. Would you take 30 points right now?
30 points?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't know if 30 wins it.
30 wins it.
I think you got to get like 35, 38.
Come on, man. I have some confidence in that defense.
No, I think you got to get 35, 38, something like that. It's going to be fascinating to watch, though.
But, I cannot wait.
So answer your question. Dabo is right in what he says, and Herb Street's right in what he says. Can you agree with that, about that?
Yes, they're both right. There's no doubt about that.
This is an absolutely fascinating matchup. Can't wait to keep up with it. Can't wait to talk much more about it. When we come back, ticket prices are plummeting. Clemson fans and Alabama fans are having a hard time getting out west. Zach, I have a plan in place. I have a plan I want to put in place.
Is it the logical approach, or is this a crazy plan?
It's not a crazy plan, and I want to run this by Dan Radakovich because I think I'm a genius. I really do. I think I'm a genius.
I'll get him on the horn during the break.
I hope he's listening, and I hope that in the segment he calls up and goes, Zach, you know what? That man's a genius.
Please, I hope. Mr. Radakovich, please do that.
Dan, hang on, and don't get out of the car yet, because I know I want to tell you about this. Granger Nissan, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Granger Nissan, home of a lifetime powertrain warranty every single day. But I didn't know inventory was the single biggest issue out there. 463 cars right now. You can't beat this. They have 67 of the brand new Altimas right now. We're talking about, let me see how many new cars you got here. 329 new cars over at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Inventory. Look at the great savings you're going to get on the Rogue, on the Sentra. The Pathfinder is always one of the great ones. The Titans, boy, some great Titan stuff. This brand new Versa is getting rave reviews as well. All the great safety features, the kicks, they love these. These are awesome deals going on right now. Search their pre-owned stuff as well online. Their website, you can schedule test drives. You could do the payment by calculator, payment calculator deal with a lease or financing it through them. They have an awesome bunch of awesome deals going on right now. The service and parts department, they're really proud of those as well. It is my wonderful friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. 324-0650, 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. I will fix the college football playoff travel situation after a short break.
This Saturday, the Tigers travel to Durham to open ACC play with a matchup with perennial national power, the Duke Blue Devils, in hopes of bringing home a victory. Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season, from first tip to last buzzer, right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletic, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Get ready. It's time. Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show, January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res, because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plowler. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Indeed
knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Some traditions should never change, like the Tigers entering Death Valley from the east end zone and touching Howard's Rock. Your local Ag Pro is also into traditions like our Green Fever sales event. Win big with 0% financing and year-end discounts on John Deere compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gators side-by-sides. Just visit one of our 4 South Carolina locations or head to agproco.com.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Hit in the backfield, fumbles the ball, and it's scooped up. Pinckney comes away with it. I think he caused the fumble, and he also picks it up.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Yesterday, I went over and saw the great folks over back to 31st. Man, you walk in, it's beautiful. It's clean. It's nice. The people are amazing. They're really, really cool. They're awesome. I did my second of three of my procedures. Cedar Jack, look at this. Looking good, man. Looking really, really good. She turned up the intensity on my zapper is what I call it. I don't know what the stuff is, but I'm getting rid of these sunspots. And she's very encouraged. And now, I tell you, Zach, I learned so much about taking care of myself and taking care of my skin. I am diligent now about cleansing, and I'm diligent now about sunscreen. So I want to look younger. I want to feel younger. I want to feel great about themselves. Give them 5 minutes. I'll give you 10 years. The hormone stuff, the Botox stuff, the any kind of like body sculpting stuff they can do, the cool sculpting, they can do all kinds of unbelievable things. To be honest with you, you know, we get phone calls here. I get people talking to me in the community saying, hey, what can I do? What all can I do? I don't know all of what you need. But like she tells me, she went over 50 things they could do for me. And I didn't know about any of them until I sat down with them. Free consultation. Ladies, you already know about Back to 30, but how safe it is and how they train again and how skilled they are at what they do there. And I know you know how important it is. Hey, guys, just take a few minutes, set up an appointment, set up consultation with them, and let's admit it. We don't want to admit it, but we care what we look like. And Back to 30 folks can certainly help you out. Back to 30.com, 4 great locations in Greenville. These are awesome people. I have my next appointment at the end of this month. And these things will be gone, Zach. I'm like a new man over here. Can't wait. Looking forward to that. Back to 30.com. All right, Zeke, hang on. I just want to unveil this. There's an article out right now that came out from Yahoo. And it says ticket prices are plummeting at the national championship game. Last year, the get-in price was $1,700. This year, the get-in price right now is $150, $151. And they said that the system is clumsy. It's a staggering semifinals on December the 29th. The New Year's Day spot are run by lesser bowls. The Rose Bowl screws everything up because of their increased or overvalued themselves. It's played on a Monday night, and I get it. There's folks talking about Clemson and Alabama fatigue. I don't think that's it at all. A year ago, that Georgia and Alabama, the average price at SeatGeek was $3,000. The average price before on SeatGeek at Alabama Clemson was $1,200. I know as game approached, it was very, very difficult to get in down in Tampa. People had $3,500 and couldn't get in down in Tampa. There were no tickets at all. The problem here is 2,600 miles from Clemson, South Carolina, or South Carolina to Santa Clara, California, you know, 2,300 miles from Alabama. Last year's national championship game actually drew 28.4 million people on television broadcasts. So people care about this national championship stuff. If Georgia and Alabama were playing in Santa Clara right now, same thing. This isn't Clemson, Alabama. This isn't if Clemson and Georgia were playing. If the problem is that it's hard for people to get out there. Now, Zach Orr, I know people, one of my neighbors, they're flying into L.A. They're camping on the way to the Pacific Coast Highway. We got a text this morning from Kyle down in Tampa. He's flying into L.A., meeting his brothers out there, and they're driving up from Fort Edwards. It's Fort Edwards. We've got folks, I know folks that are flying into Sacramento, they're flying into San Francisco, they're flying into Monterey, they're flying into San Jose, they're flying into to Reno. I know folks that are flying to Las Vegas. Folks that are flying, I mean, you're having to fly into Portland, you're flying into all these places, and it's costing you $1,500, $1,800, $2,000, and you're connecting all over the country, and it's very, very difficult to do. Kids are back in school. It's very, very difficult to do. I'm not suggesting change the date. I am suggesting that maybe a more centralized location. It was not terribly difficult to get to Dallas, Texas. A two-hour flight from Atlanta instead of a 4 or 5 hour flight from the East Coast out the West Coast. You see, I mean, and you lose hours. I told you, Zach, what my original plans were going to go, it was going to take like, I had a friend yesterday. She's flying out. This is at lunch yesterday. She's flying out. Two stops out, two stops back. It's like 12 hours for to get back, going to Philadelphia and flying back. You got the weather and you have connectors. It's difficult to do. Now, again, we're doing it, but it's just difficult to do. And that's why you're going to see empty seats in the national championship game. I have a plan, Mr. Orr 24. Can you agree that it's not the game, it's the location and the travel issues that people have?
Yes.
So, I have a solution for that. The NCAA/college football playoff committee/five big conferences/whoever runs this thing now needs to get with one major airline or two, depending on airports. Just follow this, and I don't have all the logistics worked out, but just the concept of it. Next year, the national championship game is in New Orleans. The year after, it's in Miami, then maybe Indianapolis, then L.A. If it's near enough to you, you don't need to have this plan in place. Alabama next year, since it's New Orleans, Alabama fans will drive to New Orleans. You can still have some flights, but you don't need to change your flight schedule for that. Clemson, you know, you can have some flights there. Georgia flights there, whatever. But if you're Texas, well, they could. But if you're Michigan, if you're Notre Dame, if you're Oregon, if you're Southern Cal, if you're teams that's a long way from New Orleans, or when it's in Indianapolis. If you're Florida State or Florida or Clemson or Alabama or some of these teams are a long way from Indianapolis, or specifically when you go back out of the Rose Bowl in a few years or L.A. in a few years.
Indianapolis is a shorter drive than New Orleans from Clemson.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe do New Orleans next year a little bit. Here's the thing. You set up people that they give you a $100 deposit in August. You can sign up for it and make a big announcement to everybody. Hey, look, we're going to reserve the first 2,000 plane flights from Charlotte, Greenville, Columbia, and Atlanta, and we're going to set these flights up, and it's a refundable. If your team didn't make it, get all $100 back, or $200 or $500, whatever it might be. Our ticket prices, we're going to hold down to about $500, $600, whatever. You know, there's logistics in it. You got to fit it out to whatever it means. Now, you'll owe the remaining balance when you make it. Part of it is, you know, in the fourth quarter of the game on Saturday, Clemson fans are in the Cotton Bowl making flight arrangements on Expedia trying to get out to California. You're not watching the game, you're doing it. I did that in Oklahoma and in Miami when we played Oklahoma. So you set this up in advance. You put a little deposit down, $100 per ticket. You guarantee it that you're going to get in for direct flights, and you're going to get it for $600, $500, $400, whatever it might be. And the teams that, you know, you're going to get a few thousand at least doing that. And you know, then think about central location anyway. Then think about holding it in the South where college football is going to be king anyway. Put it this way. In San Francisco right now, they don't care about college football, right? Can we agree upon that? 5 o'clock on a Monday in San Francisco, they don't care about Clemson, Alabama.
No.
If the game next year in New Orleans, if it's Ohio State and Notre Dame, people in Louisiana will still care about the game. They'll still go to the game. Put it in places that care about college football, A. I'm not sure Indianapolis cares about college football. That's a basketball city, basketball state. Put it in places that care about it. I understand you want to move it around a little bit. But we reserve these flights or these potentially flights on a retainer. And then we work with the airlines to make sure. It's absolutely embarrassing, the price gouging that's going on. No one should be held hostage for $1,800 to have to go fly a family. My brother-in-law, sister, two nieces and nephew, five of them, $1,800 a piece to go fly out there. That's 10 grand almost. It's $9,000 of airline tickets. And they're leaving tomorrow, and they're coming back. No, they're leaving today.
Oh, they did it.
Oh, they're going.
Oh, jeez.
And then they've got hotels. Now, remind you, they've already given 10,000 to Ipte. They've already got, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 in tickets. They've already been to Charlotte, you know, and stay a night up there in Charlotte. And my brother-in-law didn't go, but my sister, two nieces, nephew, they just got out. They went to Dallas, flew four of them out to Dallas and back. That's another $2,000 or $3,000. Now they're going to pay 12, 15 grand. Oh, on top of that, you got to buy $750 tickets or $550 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
For five of them. I mean, it's $12,000-$15,000 trip. Who can afford this? Make it easy on the fan. $100 deposit in August. Once you get eliminated, whatever, we'll give you money back, 100% refundable. We'll make sure that you have affordable flights near your campus, near your fan base, for $500-$600, whatever, direct flights.
Now, it sounds amazing.
You like it?
It would never work, but it sounds amazing.
See, that's you. I'm Dabo Sweeney. I'm a dreamer.
No.
It's only
no.
impossible if you think it's impossible.
I'm dream looking big, at buddy. It from a sense of, and you just pointed this out, the main reason is these airlines are going to cause, they're not going to do this. Why would they agree to $500 tickets when they can get people to buy $1,800 tickets a week?
Because of this. Why do they sell tickets in January for a December flight for $300 and then it gets December and they charge $1,800? I'm guaranteeing you $500.
Sure, because
in August.
Okay. So you guarantee me $500 in August. I can buy it for $300 in January or $1,800 in December.
But you're buying $300 in January, non-refundable. I'm going to give you your money back.
Buy the insurance on it.
Yeah.
They're too greedy, man.
Who?
The airlines.
Yeah, but
it's not
going to
happen.
But no, the airlines are a big part of this. And oh, by the way, you know what you do? You give them some free advertising on your game. But this has got to be fan-friendly. It's going to cost people for one person. No, I'll tell you what. Let's do family of four. Get them out of school, family of four. Tickets. I mean, $700 tickets if you bought them in advance. $1,800 flight. And how many nights are you going to go? Four nights? Hotel, $1,200 as far as that goes.
I can't afford this.
So tickets would be $2,800. Flights was about $3,000 in flights. And about $1,500 in a hotel. You're talking, you like Mickey, man. You're talking about $6,500 family of four. Cheapest you can do it. It's tough, man. Find a way to make it easier on the fan, and they're going to show up. Clemson and Alabama fans would love to go Monday night, but they can't go after the holidays, after Christmas spending. You're going to ask them to spend $6,500?
It's not doable for the majority of families out there.
But what if I could get it down to $2,500.
You get in the building with these airplane execs, and you tell them, I want you to take less money.
No,
to do this.
No, they're not taking less money. They're guaranteeing you more. We're adding flights. We're adding 20 and 30 flights. These flights are going to be full. And, you know, airlines, there's a you know, thing in there. You put it this way. Would you rather have one flight full at $1,800, or would you have five flights full at $300? Or $500. You'd rather have five flights full at $500, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, does the math add up to that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They've got their own logarithms and algorithms or whatever and do all that kind of stuff. Not logarithms. They got all the stuff to do all that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you make it where it's going to be affordable, guaranteed, to make it easier for the fan, get it done. You like it?
There you go.
Football in the spring, baseball in the fall, and 4-on-4, 5 years to play five. Just leave me in charge of all this. Has Radakovic called in yet and said, Mickey, what a great idea?
No, I think he probably turned the station off after all that nonsense.
No. You got to make it easy for the fan. Hey, scdmv.com. Speaking of flying, when Clemson plays the national championship 2020, it's October 2020. You got to have your real ID. Get in touch with scdmvonline.com. Some of you can just do it online. Also, you can find out exactly how to do it, what your local branch is, how long the wait time is for you. Do it now. Get in line now. If you want to fly domestic flights, you got to have this ID in 2020. That's right around the corner. Man, we're already 19. It's right around the corner. We started doing these a couple years ago. Right around the corner. Get in touch with them. And it's our great friends at scdmvonline.com. Put in real ID in the search. Frequently asked questions on there. Everything you need to know is on there. scdmvonline.com. Zeke, hang on. I'm coming to you. Paul Streeter.